Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. This is BBSRadio.com. I am told, and I believe, we are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. That's a mouthful. In a few minutes, I'll give you direct phone calls, direct phone numbers, rather, a number for USA and a number for Canada. Still waiting for that first Canadian phone call, by the way, to call in tonight. You're welcome to call in any time. There will be someone. Seth will be answering the phone tonight, and we'll put you on immediately with your question or your comment. We have an hour, and it's uninterrupted, so we're going to be sharing this hour together. There's no guest again tonight, but we're going to be talking about being in the moment. I wonder how many of you folks have talked about that or thought about that, or maybe you should. I think there's even a book called Being in the Moment. I'm almost sure there is, but I don't know who the author is. In the meantime, get something out to write with, and I'll give you that those two phone numbers. Let's think about being in the moment. First of all, up front this morning, this evening, I need to, apologize up front because I live in Central Texas, and some of you may know that that is supposed to be the allergy capital of the world. And yes, I have my trusty handkerchief ready because I've been coughing all day, and I refuse to take medication and go to sleep on you tonight. So as soon as I'm off the air, I'll take my little pill and promptly go to sleep. But in the meantime, if I cough and sneeze in your ear, I apologize up front. Like I said, we don't have a guest tonight, but we do have a thought. Call it a thought, and we're going to think about it. And since I'm into tarot, you guys know I am. I love my tarot. We're going to talk about the cups, the swords, and the pentacles, and the wands that apply to, or, at least I think they apply to, being in the moment. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about what that means? It's real hard to be in the moment, because in the moment, to me, is almost a form of meditation, where we are so focused on what's happening, what is not happening. We just have to be right there in our thought patterns, our physical stance, our spiritual stance, emotional. So what is being in the moment? You know, it could be sitting and watching a sunrise or a sunset, and we're not worrying about cooking dinner, raising kids, getting to the shore, paying bills. We're just looking at, and I'm going to stop here and say something. Being in the moment doesn't necessarily have to involve appreciation, judgment, or anything else. It just is. Let's say you're looking at a sunset. You could be appreciating the colors, or you could just be staring with no emotion, no anything, just saying that is a sunset. That's the moment. That's being in that moment, that second, millisecond. And then the next step of that, the next moment, the next level, is saying, my goodness, what a beautiful sunset. And then if you're not careful, you start that really hard focus stuff of breaking down why you appreciate it. You know, sometimes we don't need to do all that. Sometimes we just need to be there, view it, soak it in, as some people would say, and then we move on. Okay, phone numbers, USA. This is the number that you would call in tonight. It's a direct line. Seth will answer the phone probably. 1-877-270-8714. Let's do that again. 1-877-270-8714. And for you Canadian listeners, 1-888-288-4494. Now, that's a new number for Canada. I think it's about a month old. So if there are any listeners out there that have the old phone number, please, please, please change it. 1-888-288-4494. I love that phone number. It just kind of rolls off your tongue. Let's go back to being in the moment and how hard it can be. It's like meditation in a sense. I don't know how many of you out there meditate, unless you call in and tell me, ha ha. it's hard to meditate when you first start. So many things will get in our way. Even if we listen to, let's say, a recording or even a live person trying to talk us into meditation. Because, first of all, we're going to be trying to pay attention to that person's words or instructions. We're going to be maybe making a judgment on the voice. It's too deep, it's too low, I can't understand what they said, what did they mean by, and then all of a sudden the grocery list pops in. Or the fact that the tires need to be rotated. And you go, oh, no, I need to go back over here. It's hard to quieten down the brain long enough to meditate. And then when you do, and you get to a certain level, and you're just letting all this stuff just come through, and you're listening and thinking about how you're going to use it, aha, caught you, didn't I? Thinking about how you're going to use it. That's an interference with the meditation. You want to take in and remember and be in the moment of the meditation and then think about it later when you come out of meditation. Most guided meditations will tell you to remember. They kind of do a check-in to get you focused again so that you don't let other things interfere with the sensations and the words that you're receiving while you're meditating. So you don't have to worry about what you do with it and if it's real. And did I just see a toad with a lion's tail? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You don't have to. You just receive it. That's probably the hardest time to be in the moment on a spiritual level. And when you're on a spiritual level or you're saying your prayers, it's really hard to keep out the world and be in the moment. Of all of the cards, I chose the Eight of Cups, the Four of Swords, the Three of Pentacles, and then Two and the Wands. And we'll go over the cards. Two of Wands and Six of Wands. And I'll explain why. But we're going to start with the Eight of Cups. Keeping in mind, for you folks out there that may not be real familiar with the cards, that the cups are supposed to be emotional. They're supposed to talk about our emotions, describe them sometimes. And, excuse me, the Eight of Cups, now again, I'm part of the Rider-Waite deck, RYDER/WAITE. Patricia Waite was the artist. Rider-Waite deck. It shows a person, some say a he, with a walking staff. He has on red boots and a red cape. The rest of the card excuse me, has a lot of blue in the background. There is a full moon and a crescent moon representing the subconscious and the consciousness. He's walking away from Eight Cups. Now, the number eight, of course, is your infinity number, trying very hard to keep caught, not get caught in a loop. Red is, I call it the kick in the butt color. Let's go, let's get it done. This is a journey. This is a spiritual journey for this person. And it's unlike anything he's ever attempted. It's spiritually based. He's leaving behind ego, pride, all those things that we really don't need in a grandiose way. He's not yet learned that we cannot hurry the universal clock, so of course he's moving on. The closed eyes on the moon face says he's willing to go inward for direction. The little subconscious, the sliver, gives support when needed. He walks on solid ground with the aid of a staff. He has all that he needs to accomplish his goals. He's traveling very lightly. This card can also mean a journey of a physical nature, such as going to a different place to learn about spirituality, relationships, that sort of thing, that we need to be cautious of. But curiosity is there, too. Now, when this card shows up in reverse, it simply says, short story here, that there are obstacles, none that he can't get around, but obstacles. It can be a message of joy and encouragement, always encouragement. Now, I chose this card, the Eight of Cups, as a focus card, as an in-the-moment card, because we've all known people that are so focused on their work, their love, their family, their hobbies, whatever, that nothing seems to get in the way. It's like they were born to do that. And then we've all known people that suddenly shift gears, and they go from being having a hard life, let's say, to everything falling into place, and everything is perfect. And they assign the fact that they've been reborn Christians, they've discovered spirituality, they've been looking into Buddhism. It doesn't matter. They give a reason for it, and they stay focused in trying to strive towards being a better person. That's why the Eight of Cups, to me, is such a in-the-moment card. They are leaving behind or ignoring or saying that they don't need anything except the outcome or the journey itself. We all know that the outcome is really the journey. Think about that one. The outcome is really the journey. We may have a target, we may have a goal, but 90% of that is already accomplished as we think we're getting there. Kind of a cool thought, huh? I like it. Not my own. I read it somewhere. The next one is the Four of Swords. And this one is an interesting card because of the way the swords are broken up on the card. Again, the Rider-Waite deck. The swords are supposed to be devoid of emotion. And yet this card shows a man or a figure praying or meditating or sleeping, all of which can have an emotional base. There are three swords pointing down to a gentleman, a figure, laying on what looks like a slab, pointing down. Three is the number of fruition. Two things coming together to make a third. It can be anything. You and another person make a baby, you and an idea make a business, that sort of thing. Got an outcome. You have an outcome. And above him to the left in the left upper left-hand corner looks like a church scene, a stained glass scene. Now, the fourth sword is on the slab on the bottom of the card. I think it's interesting that three swords are within reach. One is supporting him. Could be interpreted that he has a spine, that he's being supported in some way. This person is in a body, mind, and soul position. He's trying to bring together body, mind, and soul. He's got his hands together like he might be praying. His eyes are closed. He could be meditating, or he could be sleeping. Although I suspect to be sleeping, those arms would fall down in a more relaxed position, but then I'm too logical sometimes. So this card says he's taking time to heal, to rest, or simply take time for self. That can be being in the moment. You know, is this physical? Is it spiritual? Is it mental, emotional, or all? Or all? If we were doing a reading with this, we would, of course, look to the surrounding cards and see what else is coming up. But being in the moment, this person has either been sent to bed to slow down, or they have willingly placed themselves in a position of having to go within, which is great. The stained glass represents spiritual or religious foundation to which the figure has turned for protection while he's in repose. And that's important. When you take a moment to sleep, you want to be in a safe space. If you meditate, you want to be in a secure space. If you pray, in the middle of your living room or in the forest or wherever, you want to feel like you don't have to pay attention to everything around you, that you're secure. So this is a protection card as well. The number four is also the foundation number, that which we build on. And so the number four itself, the sword, of course, being mental energy, we now have everything we need. And now we focus, or we meditate, or we rest and heal to get further instruction. So to me, this is a focus. This is a being in the moment kind of card. Now, there are different levels of being in the moment. We've already had that little breakdown. So you want to be very careful about while you're meditating. You really want to be still and let things come in. I know that's hard, but keep practicing. The Three of Pentacles, the number three is, again, the fruition number. And in this card, we have mostly gray. The background is gray, and it's an archway. And it has three pentacles. This is the only pentacle card that is gray. The rest of the pentacles are yellow, orange, red, depending on your deck, brown, white, black. In this deck, it's the rest of them are yellow. This is the only gray. And gray is a color of wisdom, knowledge, and experience. And the number three is fruition. There are three figures. Our consciousness being represented by what looks like a male figure with tools in his hands. He's standing on a bench, ready to do something. And then you've got your super subconscious and your subconscious giving instruction. This card comes up a lot for businesses, new beginnings, trying to figure out how you're going to use your wisdom, your talent, and all your experience to process and to use it to your advantage. The color gray is an indication that they're willing to try everything that they've become. The number three tells us that fruition is happening. That means that two things are coming together. We've got the two things over here, the two people, the two sub and subconscious as well. You're able to use everything, your craft, your talent, your knowledge, everything. When it's in reverse, there are difficult times to make this happen, but not impossible. That reminds me, we're still Mercury in retrograde if you're having some problems right about now. Just be patient. Perseverance is important. You're learning valuable lessons about truth and honor when this card is in reverse. And, of course, there are challenges. So, this is a card of focus. It's a card of what do we do now? There's a little bit of activity. I'm surprised that there's not a red. If and when I design my cards, this card will have some red on it. It may be the color of the tools. Because this card is an activity card, in spite of the fact that it's growing with knowledge, in spite of the fact that it's using everything that you are, which should have more gold on the card because that's activity as well, this is a phase of instruction. This is a time when we're focusing and we're in the moment, but in an active way. This is one of those delineations I was talking about early on in the broadcast about the different levels of focus. This is a card of activity focus. What do we do next? We're ready. We're prepared. What now? So you're willing to take on the challenges, and you have the capability of focusing on the challenges and making them work for you, making the challenge work for you. Okay, that's the Three of Pentacles. Remember those phone numbers, USA, 1-877-270-8714, and Canada, 1-888-288-4494. We're going to look at the Two of Wands now. This is an accomplishment card. He's Mr. Rich Guy. He's the well-heeled guy. He's got the world in his hands. He's ready. This is a mature and a wealthy person. Whatever that wealth means to you, it can be financial wealth, stability, whatever. He's standing waiting for his ship to come in. He's confident. He's holding the world in his hands. He has one wand in what would be the left hand, the world in the right, and then another wand sitting behind him. And the wands represent how the money comes in the household, how we become successful, whatever success means to us. And on the wand is new beginnings. This person's not been afraid of work. They've been willing to work for success. It has lots of brown and orange on it. Brown is legal and logical. The browns are active energy. The oranges are active energy. There's water out front that's very calm. We have a nice little lake out there, it looks like. So things are calm. This guy's in control, or woman. It can certainly be for women. When it's in reverse, there's a stress patience with that person, with themselves and with others. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. You just have to look around and see how the other cards tell you it can happen. But this is a focus. This is an in-the-moment, this is who I am, not even worrying about, I'm waiting for other things because I've been successful, let's say. I know who I am by now. I know how I got to this point. Now what? It's almost a questioning card, but without anxiety. It's I am here. I am focused. I'm ready to do, let's say, do good with the success that I have. I'm ready to share my success, but I don't have to if I don't want to. I don't have to, of course, if I'm not asked, but I can. And this person is very definitely standing there in the moment, ready if they need to do anything else. Okay, I chose one other one in the wands, the Six of Wands. It's the victory card. The number six takes us to stability, harmony, and integration. It's the word integration that's key here for me anyway with interpreting this card. It's called the victory card. There's been great strife, great success. It indicates relating to love, outcomes that relate to love, health, financial, career. The energy is positive and powerful because of the message of success. You look to the other cards to see what area or areas the cards are talking about. Not only has the Courant been successful, they're attempting to integrate that success into their daily lives. Now, why have I chosen it for focus? Because, again, they've reached a level where they can slow down and on some of those levels appreciate their success, lick their wounds, do any healing that they need to do, because there is green on this card. The horse is a gray horse, which is wisdom and knowledge, but he's covered with kind of a chartreusey, greeny, yellow kind of dressing that the gentleman is sitting on. There's a laurel wreath on the wand. There is a laurel on his head. So there's healing going on as we go to the next step. But we get to be in the moment of success. We get to be in the moment of victory. And we don't have to worry about anything, do we? Maybe we do. Once we come out of being in the moment with this card, we don't have to worry about it, but we have to plan for our next level. We have to refocus what our next activity is going to be to maintain that success or go on to another level. But for the moment, while he's riding that horse, he's enjoying his victory. He's in the moment. This is not a meditative. This isn't active in the moment. This is activity that is we've earned. We've earned the right to scream and shout and celebrate and drink champagne or clear water with lemon in it or whatever is the celebration for us at that moment. But it's being in the moment. Now, in reverse, it's kind of a bittersweet success for the Courant. Might even have been a little bit of revenge, which is, you know, if you got to go through that karma, then you got to go through it. But when it shows up, they might want to reevaluate goals and try again. If you're reading for someone, remind them that the horse is gray, which is a color of wisdom, knowledge, and experience. They can take everything they've learned and try over again. Because this card will come up occasionally for people who have not gained success or not the level of success, which doesn't mean that they can't. You just have to look at the rest of the cards and see how you can help them get there. Those are the tarot cards that I chose. If you have any other suggestions or any other cards that you would like to look at and talk about in terms of what being in the moment means for you, I suppose that every single one of the cards could be described in some way by someone because of their individual attitudes and knowledge as being potentials for being in the moment, each and every one of them. I like the idea of having a habit of being in the moment. There's Simple Abundance, a day book of comfort and joy by Sarah Ban Brusnock, and I probably have said it wrong again. October the 17th, just for out of curiosity, I pulled up October the 17th. And at the beginning, she has The Habit of Being, written by Lord Tennyson, Alfred Tennyson. This is just one part of a much larger poem. So many worlds, so much to do, so little done, such things to be. Yeah, I like poetry. He kind of has it in a nutshell here. So many worlds, so much to do, so little done, such things to be. Boy, talk about being in the moment. And then she goes on to talk about Flannery O'Connor, who was a wonderful novelist and short stories, and why that sentence is so important to this particular Flannery O'Connor, because that particular artist was, or writer rather, was evidently kind of a crusty girl, but very generous in her work, and she was very much into being. It's an art. I swear it's an art, and no, I have not mastered it. I don't even claim to master it. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. You're tuned in to bbsradio.com, but you know that. This is the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. Let me give you those phone numbers again to call in. USA, 1-877-270-8714. Canada, 1-888-288-4494. Our topic tonight is being in the moment. Eight of Cups, Four of Swords, Three of Pentacles, Two of Wands, Six of Wands. We've gone over those. The level of being in the moment, the first one should be enjoying. I have a list of words that I came up with about what being in the moment meant to me. I would like for you to add yours, being in the moment. And I know there's a book out there by that name, and I've heard lots of good things about it. I have not had the pleasure of reading it, and I don't know who the author is. I could probably go online right now and figure it out, but I don't want to. So look it up. But we're going to talk about the levels of being and how they're important to us. Is a vacation being in the moment? Could be. Sure. If you can truly be on a vacation, whether it's a one-day trip, being in the middle of your living room, going nowhere, just taking a day for yourself, whatever your vacation, but especially if it's if you go away to the coast or take a trip or something. If you're on a vacation, can you really be in the moment? How would you break down the moment? Are you by yourself? Do you have to worry about getting somebody up? Do you have to get kids dressed? Do you have an itinerary? All of that can be in the moment if that's your choice of being in the moment. Or you can get to that event, the hula lesson, the slot machine that you spotted, and you just got to go sit there for a little while. That can be in the moment. Maybe you're taking a walk in the park or bicycling in the forest. Whatever being in the moment is, if it's a vacation, you have to break down what being in the moment means and not let yourself be real, real busy if you're trying to enjoy those in the moment time. Being in the moment is just, for me, I try to just be detached and surrender to self. Daydream. Practice daydreaming. That's another way of getting into meditation. Some people call it reverse prayer. When you daydream, you let things just kind of come on in. Being in the moment can be a place of recovery, rejuvenation, making us level, making us ready for the next level of whatever we need to do for ourselves. But whatever it is, we need to enjoy it. We need to have a sense of rest. We need to have a sense of stillness. We need to have a listening, even. That's another level. That's that sense of listening and getting information, almost in meditation, information about going on. That's very much being in the moment. We need to have patience with ourselves. We need to not worry about what we're not doing or what we should be doing. The hardest thing in the world for some people to do is just to be still. They have to give themselves an excuse or a reason. And yet just 15 minutes of being still, not driving, that's cheating, sitting still, whether it's at your desk, in your car, before you start moving your car, or I have one client who just sits in her garage for about 10 or 15 minutes before she opens her door to go in her house. That's her little afternoon ritual. Sometimes she says she has to slap her hand because she reaches for her purse and her briefcase. But she just sits. She takes a couple of deep breaths. She looks at how messy the garage is and promises herself that the next weekend we'll get to this. But she is still. Her mind may not be, but her body is. And it goes a long way. Just simply being still. That's an acceptance of our circumstances. That's an acceptance of who we are. It's an acceptance of what we need for ourselves. Just being still. Another portion of being in the moment is curiosity. Seeing what you might receive. Looking at that fallen fall leaf. Pick it up. Look at it. Focus on it. That's an activity that's being active in the moment. Focusing is an activity of being in the moment. And if you're focused on something, you're probably going to be thinking about it. Isn't it pretty? Look at the lines. This would be neat if I could photograph it. Gosh, so sad that this little leaf is now dead. Whatever. You're thinking about it. But there's a curiosity that goes with it, too. There's a curiosity that goes with that focus at that moment. There's even a wonder that goes with it. Just sometimes holding something. Doesn't have to be a thing of beauty. It could be anything. It could be, I find so many pretty things in the world. It could be garbage in your hand that you're taking out to the garbage can, and you're walking down your carport or whatever. It doesn't matter. You're by yourself. You have an activity. You have a focus. You could even enjoy that, whatever that is. Doesn't have to be a thing of beauty. That can be being in the moment. I know, silly, huh? But it's all practice. Because you want to have a curiosity about the world. I encourage you to have a curiosity about the world. Big or little, doesn't matter. And I encourage you to be thankful for what you have or the potential of what you can have. And sometimes for what you don't have anymore in your life, but a level of appreciation for whatever's going on in your life at that moment. Even that is being in the moment. That's all active, but it's still being in the moment. That in itself is a validation. It's a validation of the life that you're living. It allows you to question. It allows you to question about what you want. Make decisions about what you do want and don't want. It allows you to look at spirituality in a different way. There's a validation when you look at the negatives as well as the positives. Relax about it. Enjoy the thoughts. My goodness, there's a freedom in that. There is certainly a freedom in knowing that your thoughts are your own. That you can be in the moment in your own magical way. Freedom is probably one of the most exciting experiences you can ever have. Being in the moment as an individual, choosing your moment, I don't care if it's at a stoplight, that's a sense of freedom. And you're saying, why is that so important? Well, whether we realize it or not, every day we're told how to look, how to act, how to think, how to talk, what to sing, what shoes to buy, what clothes to wear, what to cook for tonight, how to love, who to be afraid of, who not to be afraid of. In your own individual lives, whether you realize it or not, you're told consistently, call it societal fare, television, what toothpaste to buy. And they give us a choice of toothpaste, but they tell us we got to buy them. And you know what? We really do. Maybe that wasn't such a good example, but you get the idea. We are told constantly, in one way or another, how to live our life, how to think, how to act, how to feel, how to dress, what to eat, when to eat. And when we can have our own focus, our own moment of freedom, of being in the moment, gosh, that can be healing. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy. It can be at that stoplight and you see a flock of birds and just appreciate them for what they are. Or a rainbow or a sunset. Don't mean to be all romantic on you here, or ooshy-ooshy. You get the idea. Some of you people might look at a new car and go, wow, great lines on that car. Cool. Motorcycle. Motorcycles get me all weep in the knees. I love motorcycles. So it's whatever it is. If there's a freedom that goes with being in any moment, it can be almost transformational. Picking a moment or having an aha moment can transform our lives. It can be transitional. Absolutely. And I bet everybody out there listening to this, whether you're 2 or whether you're 200, you have had that moment. You have had the moment that says, now I see. This is what I need. And how did you get there? What made it go aha for you? Was it a difficult situation? Was it something you were reading? Was it a dream? You know, what was it? But it was still an aha moment. You heard yourself. You heard someone else. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit. We're talking about being in the moment. It's kind of a scary thought for a lot of people. There are people, and I know you're out there, that don't like to get lost in your own head. You don't feel comfortable there. Now, you need to talk to a therapist about that. I am not a therapist. But I do enough readings, done enough over my lifetime, to know that there are those folks out there. You get a little bit squeamish when you start doing the meditation and you don't like what you get. So we have a missing cat in our house. We'll have to find her later. She's a little bitty thing, so she can be just about anywhere. So we're transitioning, and we're going through transformations, and you're going, yeah, this is all very dramatic and very romantic, and yeah, 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 yeah. But it's true. And if you think back over your life, those being in the moment moments, some of them have, you've said to yourself, that's what I need to do. That's where I need to go. Here we go. I got it. And validation kicks in. You've experienced curiosity, even if it's in the form of asking yourself, what do I do next? And now you can be thankful for the decision that's been made for you, because that decision was sitting there all the time. You just needed to recognize it. You've gotten your results. Now you have to do something about it. And that may be another being in the moment. Sometimes those are rebirthing times. You know, there are professional rebirthers out there that are wonderful. A rebirther that knows what they're doing is just worth their weight in gold. Absolutely. Being in the moment is all about focus, whether we like to admit it or not. We've talked about, I've thrown that word around a little bit tonight. It's definitely about focus. And you think, well, how do we shut the mind up? We don't. Well, we don't shut our mind down. If we did, we're not breathing anymore. We're not here. But we are capable of giving ourselves a little bit of, what do they call it, white noise in our head, where we're listening versus talking, doing head talk. got to stop and get gas. Got to pick up the kids at 3. What am I going to have for supper tonight? Got to wash the clothes. Oh, got to go do da-da-da-da-da-da. That gets in the way of prayer. I've done it myself. Have a nice prayer going, and then something will slip in. And certainly gets in the way of meditation. So take those little bites of quiet time and call them being in the moment. Didn't know I was going to lead up to that, did you? It's being in the moment. Call it daydreaming. Call it wishful thinking. Want something special? Ask for it. Speaking of that, if y'all have never read The Prayer of Jabez, wonderful little 97-page book or so, The Prayer of Jabez, J-A-B-E-Z, Breaking Through to the Blessed Life by Bruce Wilkinson, W-I-L-K-I-N-S-O-N. It was a New York Times bestseller for a long time. And it's all about a very short little prayer. Now, why does that come up? Because when you're dedicating that kind of time, to even say a short little purposeful prayer, you want to be in the moment. You want to produce results. And no, I'm not going to say the prayer for you, because I want you to go look it up.
Thank you.
Hi, line 4, this is Elaine. Who is this?
This is Vince, California.
Hi, Vince, California. What's happening?
Oh, I just like what you're talking about tonight. One of the things I'm definitely working on at this time is learning to be in that moment, in that heart space.
In the heart space, okay.
Especially with the business things, international things I'm dealing with, there's a lot of waiting. What does Spirit have to say for me tonight in learning to more advance as I transition into this world of being in the now?
One of the words that came to mind to me this afternoon was patience, and that's one of the things that we talked about a minute ago, and you're certainly having to learn that one right now, aren't you?
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing about patience and karma is exactly that. You have to have the patience to allow the karma to hit you, and patience to allow yourself to work through your issues. I just saw a ruler, Vince, and it's a short ruler, and it's got the number 6 on it. So something's happening in 6 days or 6 weeks, and maybe both. It could very well be that you'll hear something in 6 days, but fruition happens in 6 weeks. So it's moving. Something's happened. Somebody's desk, somebody's piece of, it's shown up on somebody's desk, and they've handled it. They've handled paperwork relating to this. Did you get any phone calls this last week?
No, not any phone calls, a few emails.
Okay, but communication.
Yeah, a little bit, but not
okay.
The phone call that I'm wanting.
Well, you will. That's happening. The emails that you got may not have been as fruition as you would like for them to be, but they did give you information. And there were some questions, were there not?
There were just points that questions are getting answered.
Yeah. And all of that is slow as it's moving. Don't forget Mercury's in retrograde.
I was curious about that.
Yeah, you know, let me look at my book and see when it goes out. I know it goes out in November sometime, but Mercury, October the 15th, it's leaving its storm on the 17th. That's tomorrow, right? That's today?
Yes.
And then appears to move backwards at more than 40 degrees per day until entering its second storm October the 29th. So we've got to deal with it for a while longer. The 29th... and goes direct on November the 1st. Okay, until November the 6th, it looks like it's going to be out. Okay, it'll be out the 6th. Looks like somewhere around 3:51 in the afternoon. So we've got to deal with Mercury in retro until the 5th of November. And things should pick up dramatically after that. I didn't count how many weeks that is. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. and then other things will be moving a little bit faster for you. By the end of the year.
Well, I've been working real hard on. Actually, I haven't been working hard at all. It's just kind of coming of being in that now moment, almost to the point of feeling complacent in a way. Is that me easing into it, or am I getting complacent?
You're not getting complacent. You're learning patience. You're learning how to transition from that initial excitement and anxiety to the reality of what this association is all about. And you're accepting, which was another word that came to me today, you're accepting what this is all about and learning how to deal with the individual parties. Because you've been busy listening, you've listened to the partners and to the parties that are involved in this, even when you have to listen or read between the lines. And in order to do that, you have to quieten down, which you've done. And you have to have patience, which you're learning. So all of this is to your advantage. Absolutely. You're not becoming complacent. You're gaining wisdom. You're learning. Don't worry.
Be happy?
Yeah, be happy. Happiness and smiles brings a whole lot more to you than grumpiness, that's for sure. Negativity just pushes things away from you. Yeah, you're getting results, and that's what's important.
Yeah.
It's not so much a surrendering to self as it is an understanding of self. And you've certainly learned more about yourself in terms of limitations and abilities and the balance between the two, which is great. This is all good. It's all good. As crazy it may sound, it's all good.
Okay, very well.
You kind of have to be detached sometimes in situations like this. And you
feel like I'm very detached in a way.
Yeah, and sometimes when we think we're complacent, we're really not. We're just detaching ourselves so that we don't worry ourselves sick. And that's good, because I know you've been anxious about this situation.
Sure.
And if I were in your shoes, I probably would be too. But this is all a learning process. And once you have your success with this, then you're going to be able to do the things that you want to do to help others. And that's part of your anxiety right now. You really want to be in that position. And your heart is sincere, and your need is sincere. Your gifts are going to be sincere, and it's all going to come down to you being able to do that. So work through that patience and keep that patience level where you need it so you can hear. You can honestly hear and feel everything going on around you. Accomplishment is on its way. There's a grace that goes with this. There's a wonderful spiritual grace that happens with situations like this. When they're all done and we see the victory card and we know it's there, there's a beautiful sense of calmness and grace that surrounds it. And all of the negativities, all of the craziness that has come before that just goes away. And we're able to use all the positive energy for the good that we want to use it for. And that's what's happening for you. So just be patient.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Huh?
As in saying thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm sorry it's stringing out so long, but it'll be worth it in the long run. Just be patient. There's that word patient again. You have a good week, Vince. Thank you. Call me. You've got my number.
Yes.
Okay. Bye-bye. Speaking of that, let me give the folks my number. Area code 512-922-4723. That's Central Texas, 512-922-4723. Website is up. Pam is still working on it. She's hopefully finished with getting the book coded. But it is ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. There are some navigation bars up that include other things on the site, so you can pop in and see what that's all about. But boy, am I excited about getting it all together. When she gets finished with it, it's going to be great. I'm excited. excited about that. But there's just a bare skeleton on it right now. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. You are, of course, on bbsradio.com. Let me give you the U.S. number again, 1-877-270-8714, and the Canadian number, 1-888-288-4494. Still waiting for that first Canadian phone call. Thank you again, Vince, for calling in tonight. Appreciate your listening. And waiting to get that phone call that says, the deal's done. We're good. We're here. Going to get to share it with everything and everybody that you had planned. Got about six more minutes on the line, on the air. Being in the moment, we've been talking about being in the moment. Don't forget the prayer of Jabez. It's a powerful prayer. It really is a powerful little prayer. Just a few little sentences. You can find it online, probably, the prayer itself. But the book is really, really neat, too. And he has some other books following that one. The Fruit of the Vine. Excuse me, I can't remember. Fruit of the Vine, I think, was the second one. I can't remember. But you can find those, of course, at Amazon.com or your local store. Borders has it. I'm sure most of the major stores do. And it's not a terribly expensive little book. I think I paid $12-something for it. Oops, yeah, I stibbed, $9.99. It may have gone up a little bit over the last 2 years, but probably not much. Let's go back and look at being in the moment. I think we've kind of beat it to death tonight, but just to remind you that it can, it could be called prayer. It can be called meditation. It can be called daydreaming. Just being still. Give yourselves the gift of being still. You know, if you can't be still anyplace else, while you're eating your lunch, give yourself, or if you're a working person, 8 to 5 or whatever, give yourself some break time and get away from the crowd. Sit in your car before you actually get on the highway. Sit at your front of your house before something. I know, everybody says, I'm too busy. There are all kinds of levels of being in the moment. Some people, their cup of coffee in the morning, their cup of tea is being in the moment. Their shower is being in the moment. And you can bring up any memory if that's your place. You can use your imagination and be in the moment right then. You don't have to go anywhere. Because let's face it, a lot of us don't have time. We don't have the money. We don't have the inclination to travel. Gas is expensive these days. Airline tickets expensive. So if a bubble bath or a shower is your thing, use your imagination and find some place to be in the moment. This is Elaine Ireland. You've been Going Global for Spirit with me for the last hour, uninterrupted hour. You missed your time to call in. I've only got about two more minutes. Maybe three before Seth cuts me off. Phone number in the U.S. is 1-877-270-8714. Canada, 1-888-288-4494. We looked at the Eight of Cups, the Four of Swords, the Three of Pentacles, the Two and Six of Wands tonight as our little injection of Tarot. But if you out there as Tarot readers have any others that you think might talk about being still and being in the moment, that sort of thing, then call in next week. Let me know about it. Oh, and a good friend of mine who is also an instructor has a question about the snail that's in the forefront of the Nine of Pentacles. If anybody has any idea about what that snail may mean, now not a dream snail, a figure snail. We all know that they're very slow and methodical, and they stick to things, and kind of like a turtle. They take their time getting places. If you have any ideas about why the snail is on that card, give me a call or email me to eionly@aol.com, eionly@aol.com. Would love to hear your opinion. Maybe you have some scholastic writing, because I can't find anything. I have looked. And she, Kate, needs, and her students have asked her about it. So So she emailed me, and I can't find anything on it. And I know there's something out there. I know I have read it somewhere, but for the life of me, I cannot remember what it is. So if any of you have any information, let me know. I'll pass it on to Kay. Appreciate it. This is Elaine Ireland, going global for Spirit. I'm glad you were with me this evening. And as my friend Dave would say, we will see you on the spiritual highway. I am going to sign out. You have a great week. Don't forget to smile. Bye-bye. And share it with someone. See you next week. Bye-bye.